You ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, well, half hour number two. 713-780, ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, well, you missed most of the show because we only have 30 minutes left.
Raheel tweeted out, things Asians make better, phones, laptops, USA soccer jerseys, Nikes, crawfish, and porn. And Jong, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I think Asians are the worst at making porn.
I think he's talking about, not the production, but I think talking about the girls.
Oh, okay. Because, like, if you get Japanese porn, everything's blurred out.
Yeah.
All the naughty bits.
Although, if you can find some Japanese porn where that's not the case, which I'm a fan of that because I like Japanese women. Very specifically Japanese, not
right.
Yeah, I'm
not other Asians. You're racist.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, it's not racist. I'm just selective when it comes to what I'll watch porn wise. So didn't get a chance to talk about this, but I watched the Rockets last night.
Oh,
that was
too.
That was such a waste of my life. They did not show up to play last night, and just kind of the second time they played Miami and gotten their butts whipped.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is about that team. I mean, I think part of it is Miami is good with moving the ball around.
Yeah, and they have pretty good bigs.
Yeah, but, man, the rebounding is just – it was kind of a joke last night for the Rockets. It just, yeah. Especially in the first half, the effort was just really piss poor. And
yeah, they just had one of those nights, I think, because they were – yeah, that score looked closer at the end than it was because they hit a bunch of threes to make it close, but it wasn't even that close. Do you see everything Conor McGregor does now is news?
Of course.
Did you see it's a story because he met with Lorenzo Fertitta?
His boss?
Yeah, well, yeah, former.
Oh, his former boss. Yeah.
But he met with Lorenzo Fertitta, and it became a story.
Mm.
You see where this goes, right? From Front Row Brian, who better qualified to broker a complicated mega fight in Las Vegas than Lorenzo Fertitta? And he's meeting with Conor McGregor right now. Consider this. Lorenzo used to own the UFC, used to run the Nevada Commission, knows Mayweather well. Something's up. Everybody's trying to create the story, man.
Are we playing 6 degrees of separation or something?
Kind of, yeah. So... yeah, somebody said, I just think people are trying so hard to create a story here when there's just not one.
I think so too.
I'm going to say the same thing I did about Pacquiao Mayweather for all those years. When it's done,
we'll talk about it. That's what I would love to do.
I'll be all over it. Well, then we'll say the same thing we've always said, that it's going to be a joke of a fight, but it'll be a hell of an event. But this whole this is just reading so much into this meeting with Lorenzo Fertitta that it's, yeah, knows Mayweather well, something's up.
Yeah.
I think we're reaching a little bit.
Well,
it's squeezing.
That's what everybody's going to be doing for a while.
Squeezing one more call for the day on the HRMP listener line. Jeremy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy. Cool. Thanks
okay,
for
that's
call,
a
Jeremy.
Good way to end the show.
We're ending the show?
No, it's a good way to end the calls of the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Little keyboard cat. 832 says a group that is secretly hating the new marijuana policy, criminal defense attorneys. Less law enforcement equals less business. I probably would agree with that. Well, most of the, I'm not going to say that on here, but yeah, that's less business for those guys. But oh well. Do you see that Chad Kelly got uninvited to the combine?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Not really sure. I'd kind of like to. I think that's a guy who's kind of an intriguing.
I think he's
prospect.
Interesting. Yeah.
Now I'm not at all surprised that Joe Mixon.
That doesn't surprise me either.
But apparently, first he was invited. Then when the list came out, he wasn't on it. So I guess they went back and looked at it and said, this guy's got some issues. But that seems.
I read somewhere today that one of the reasons that he might have gotten his invite might have gotten rescinded is because they have a clause in there that said if you're involved in anything that you're arrested for or that's brutal, quote unquote brutal, then you won't get invited to the combine. And in 2014, I believe he was arrested for an alleged nightclub brawl with gun threats.
Oh,
yeah, he did have that little incident. Well, he just threatened to use a gun.
Yeah,
I don't think he actually pulled it out and said.
Yeah, he said, "I'm going to go to my car and get my AK-47 and spray this place," according to a report.
Oh well, that guy's just off. I don't like that.
No, I'm not sure I want him to be my quarterback.
No, but you know what? Somebody will take him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, somebody will take a shot on him. I don't know about Mixon though.
No, I wouldn't invite Mixon either. I understand why the NFL.
I don't know if I'm a team if I even think about that.
I would take a chance on him.
I wouldn't.
Sure.
Running backs are a dime a dozen, especially when you get to that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, somebody's gonna, if I'm taking him like round six or seven, where it's like basically a zero risk proposition.
Yeah, I'm not touching him.
I'd give him a shot.
I'm not touching him.
Because that guy can play.
Yeah, I could find another running back who's just as good.
So here we go.
I
found
that's true. I think, I mean, Joe
Mixon. I'm not even sure he's the best running back on his own team in college.
I think Joe Mixon is one of the five best running backs in this draft. Just based on
yeah, but the,
on
to
talent.
Me the difference between 5 and 10 and it's minimal. I'm not touching the guy.
So this is the policy that came out in last month. The NFL will no longer allow players with convictions for domestic violence, sexual assault, or weapons offenses to attend the annual scouting combine in Indianapolis. So that was voiced by the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, Troy Vincent, late last month.
So that was a weapons. That would
yes.
count under weapons.
Right? I guess so.
Even though he didn't actually use
didn't
the
have,
weapon.
If he didn't have a weapon.
Yeah, did he actually have an AK in his trunk?
I don't know, but he was charged and arraigned in Buffalo City court on 7 charges.
I guess I'd have to know more about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I vaguely remember reading about it, but not. I don't care too much about
I just. I mean,
that.
He's an idiot. Don't
yeah.
get me wrong. I
oh,
mean,
yeah.
He's not a smart kid, but somebody will take a chance on that guy.
Yeah, the charges came when he was still at Clemson.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, Cam Newton stole a laptop and then moved on.
He moved on, Fred. And look at him now.
Made it to a Super Bowl.
That's right.
MVP.
MVP of the league.
And then not so much this year. Did you see Adrian Peterson set the Twitter world on fire last night?
No. I don't follow Adrian Peterson on Twitter.
He tweeted this out, and of course that everybody starts reacting to it. Here's his tweet. The Giants been making some interesting moves. That's it.
Okay.
And of course everybody... Oh, does this mean he wants to go to the Giants? Is he sending a message to the Vikings? Just said no. I mean, that's all it was.
He's just making a note of something that's happening around the league.
The Giants been making some interesting moves.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, what I'm reading about Joe Mixon seems to be. The thing that's helping Joe Mixon is that this happened a long time ago now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if this happened between the end of the season and now, he probably wouldn't get drafted. But I think there are people who... I mean, think about what Tyreek Hill just did. And people have kind of forgotten that Tyreek Hill went in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Because he had similar issues to Joe Mixon.
Thing is, though, you see all the stuff that Tyreek Hill tweets out? He's going to do something stupid again.
Probably so. But
it's going to happen.
But if you took him with a fifth-round pick, and look, he's already paid dividends.
Yeah, he has.
He's already been worth a fifth-round pick. But if he never plays another game, the Chiefs can say, you know what? We got our money's worth out of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I just, in this case, I'm pretty sure I could find another running back elsewhere.
Okay.
And I would. I would. The guy would not be on my board at all. I don't want those kind of headaches. I don't want the bad PR that's going to come with it. I'll take a chance on a lot of guys, but
I think for me it depends on my locker room. I'm a big believer in if I've got one guy, two guys who have had some issues, and the rest of my locker room is solid, I'm okay with that. I'm not for like what they did in Cincinnati 5-6 years ago, where it was basically the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah,
that I mean you can't win like that. You've got to have some sort of base where the bad eggs are sort of, you know, nurtured by the good eggs.
Yeah.
If you've got too many bad eggs, it's going to be a disaster, no matter how talented they are. But if you've got a good, solid locker room, I mean...
And it depends on how bad the egg is, too. To me, there's different levels. And
right.
If a guy just, got caught smoking weed or got caught with guns in his car, stuff like that, I'm okay with that. I'll give that guy a chance. If it's something like that, that was a high profile domestic violence case, I don't need that aggravation, especially in a position where I know I can find somebody.
You think that's worse than somebody carrying around a bunch of illegal guns in their car?
Yeah, I do.
Not me. Because illegal guns means you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
Well,
it's probably worse than punching somebody.
But it also depends on your state laws too. That's the other thing. I have no problem with people having guns. And now, when you're Greg Hardy and you can combine guns with domestic violence,
right.
Yeah, okay, you're out. I don't want you. But that's just me. If I were GM, that's how I would approach it.
I just think for me. I think Mixon would probably be like the fourth or fifth running back on my board. And I wouldn't be eager to draft him. But if the fifth round comes around, and there's been 9-10 running backs taken and he's sitting there, I'll take that. I'll roll those dice.
Seventh round, I might think about it.
Okay.
Not before then.
Because to me, Tyreek Hill, what he did in the fifth round for the Chiefs, that's a success. And like I said, if he drives his car into a nunnery tomorrow and never plays a down again in the NFL, the Chiefs aren't going to say, oh, we blew that fifth-round pick, because it's a fifth-round pick, and
right. He
was damn near the best player on your team last year.
Caleb says, don't need any Aaron Hernandez-type eggs. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to with illegal guns. I worry about that situation more than – I don't know. And I also believe that, while I'm never an advocate for hitting women, but I know these kids do stupid things. And
yeah.
I don't know if one stupid thing should just totally derail
also,
your whole deal.
I also don't know what happened outside, which is why that whole thing is kind of – it's hard to judge, and you'd want to talk to them. But then again, I don't really think I just don't think I need that kind of player. I mean, there's other guys out there.
I also fully believe that if Ray Rice could still play ball, he would have gotten back into the league.
Yeah. I mean, he was already done when that happened.
I mean, if Le'Veon Bell did what Ray Rice did, Le'Veon would be back and playing. He would have served a suspension and he'd be back and playing because the guy could still play. Ray Rice, the only reason he got run out is because he just couldn't play anymore.
Well, he kind of – it also – it was one of the first times that you had that on actual video.
Yeah,
and
it was ugly.
And it was, but...
Although, it's funny that people don't... They can't put together in their head what it looks like when a football player punches a woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't look great. It's pretty ugly.
And I think that has a lot to do with it, frankly, the video on both of them. I may change my mind on this now that I think about it, because Dorial Green Beckham dragged a chick down some stairs.
Yeah.
If we had that on video, you think he'd be, he would have gone.
And we know exactly, I mean, you can picture in your head what that looks like.
Yeah.
But if you see it on video, it's different.
Yeah, well, I think that maybe that's part of it. Maybe I'll rethink that. Right now, I'll tell you what I'm not rethinking is shaving with Harry's. And what I love about this, I had to order some replacement razors today. They come right to your mailbox, and they're high quality. And the cool thing about them is they're convenient. So you want to spend less money, you want to have something delivered directly to you, and you want to get quality, that's Harry's. And they also, the reason they started their business, because they were tired of people getting ripped off. So they bought their own factory and sell directly to you, so they take less profit. And they can offer their blades at half the price. It's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay if you have to go to the store and have some cranky salesperson let you in, unlock it for you. The free trial set, check this out, the Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. They're going to give you this set for free. You just have to cover shipping. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available to the Blitzers if they use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman. It is Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Warm weather is around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about spring cleaning projects around the house. And the perfect time to upgrade your bathroom. Call the Glass Doctor, 713-493-3200. For frameless glass shower enclosures, it's more affordable than you think. Call the Glass Doctor at 713-493-3200 or go to glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right, and we will be out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow from 4 to 7. It is Food Truck Friday. They're going to bring us some assorted food from the food trucks
out.
So they're going to try to make you happy. And working on getting either our buddy Paul Nolan or Sasha Reisenhoover on the show tomorrow from out there. She's having a really good meet.
Can we talk to somebody about that horse that jumped and threw the rider last
week? Well, yeah, you can ask that question, how often that happens.
Yeah.
So we'll let you ask that first, as a matter of fact. And Saturday night, I'll be out there from 6 to 8. And how about this? I'm going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to join me. You'll get a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win this Saturday, February 18th, from 6 until 8. Got the handicapping contest, races 3 through 8. The winner of that gets 4 finish line box seats for the March 3rd Camel and Ostrich Night. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. Caller 15. You're going to be hanging out with us Saturday night. You can always come out there tomorrow, too. And, so should be fun. Going to be a fun weekend. And looking forward to getting out there tomorrow. She sent me a list of the food trucks, too. There's some pretty good ones.
Nice.
We're going to be very happy creatures tomorrow. And, yeah, that's what we have coming. I wrote a thing for sports and stuff today about I didn't realize this until I saw the thing about Vince Young getting an agent.
Mm-hmm.
But about 2 weeks ago, the Saskatchewan Roughriders put him on their negotiating list.
Yeah,
so
they're already talking to him.
Yeah, so it looks like he may wind up getting an opportunity to play with the Riders. I'd like to see it because I think. I don't know what he is anymore, but boy, Vince at his best would have been a beast up there.
Well, Vince at his best belonged in the NFL.
Yeah, well, his problem was mental.
I think that was a lot of it. And I think also a lot of it was Vince didn't have the work ethic needed to succeed at the highest level because Vince was one of these guys who was always the biggest, strongest, fastest
right.
guy on the field.
And he had this aura of invincibility that yeah. lasted throughout college. And in the beginning of his NFL career, he still had it. And then all of a sudden, when he started having some adversity.
Yeah, he did not respond well.
But I think what he has a strong arm, not an accurate arm, but a strong arm, which is good up there because he's going to be playing in the wind.
Yeah.
I assume he can still run. I'm kind of excited to see what he can do, especially since he'd be playing for my team. So, All right. Yeah, 713-780-3776 if you want these Sam Houston tickets. And we've been having much better. We had the food upgraded this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got some meatballs and stuff.
So you're doing that on Saturday?
Doing that on Saturday. But, yeah, the Friday they have food trucks out there. And trying to find my list here, but it's buried in my I get too many emails now from all this stuff that I'm dealing with. I can't keep up with it all. So if I'm not responding to your email, I'm not intentionally being a dick. I just probably didn't see it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which
big deal.
Yeah, well, see, I'm going to have to get a separate email address because all my work stuff goes there, all my personal stuff goes there, all the website stuff goes there, and I'm going to have to find a way to separate those out. And I tried filtering it once, but it didn't work. So that way I can at least keep up with stuff. What was the other thing I wanted to get to before we run out of time here? I don't know if we have time to get into it because I'm guessing we have a. Oh, did you see they're talking about making a movie out of the Super Bowl about Brady and Deflategate and all this stuff? Would you have any interest
in
that?
No.
Why would you make a movie out of that? That's just silly.
Who's financing that movie?
I don't know yet, but. Yeah, they're thinking about doing this.
All right. Well, good luck.
Speaking of which,
people will probably watch it, though. I don't think it's stupid.
I'm guessing every child will watch it. I would have no interest in it. We've talked about this before. I don't really like sports movies very much. Because most of the time, it never matches what actually happened.
Yeah.
I like ones that are kind of off the beaten path, not so much about a specific event. Like I watched that Eddie the Eagle. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's actually not as awful as you would think, but it's so Hollywooded up, it's kind of different from what really happened. I always like stuff like Major League and Bull Durham that are sports movies, but not really.
Why side with a woman beater when you could have Jeremy McNichols or Wayne Gallman, same talent? You've got to be kidding me on that. I mean, if Jeremy, listen, again, I don't like that he punched a chick. I think it's horrible. But if I'm an NFL GM, I still understand the guy can play football. Jeremy McNichols at Boise, who, let's stop with that. That's ridiculous. That's an absurd comment, sir. Delete your Twitter.
I do think Gallman's going to get drafted fairly high, though.
I think he's going to be like a third, fourth round guy.
Yeah, well, that's fairly high for her.
Right, but that's not where Mixon would go if he didn't have these issues. Equal talent is a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to read more evaluations from scouts, but I think he just never struck me as a great player. Struck me as a really good one.
Mixon?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got that NFL size. Him, Fournette, and Cook are the three guys that if they didn't have issues, those would be the top three guys.
Well, Fournette and Cook I would take way over him. I don't consider him in that conversation at all.
All right.
What was that, John?
Whit Myers, Fred. Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah, and matter of fact, you're coming out to the track tomorrow. How about this? Go stop by Whit Myers. They're not too far away. It's like 7 minutes away. And you can check out their cocktail bar and lounge. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9, Saturdays from noon until 6. They have tours on Saturdays as well, and you can see all their great products. And you can also, if you do the tour, you can see how they make everything, which is pretty cool too. And not only that, you can catch them in most of your specs. I've been hitting up the downtown specs for Single Barrel now for a couple of months and for Space City Vodka. They've got private events. If you're going to have a bachelor party, or what better place to do it than a distillery? They'll set you up with a great, great event. Visit them today at 16711 Hollister or at whitmyers.com. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery. Great guys, run by blitzers, run by veterans, terrific individuals who make great, great products, the best in the city. Visit them today. That's whitmyers.com, whitmyers.com. There's no blood.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.